bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Malik. Harvey Weinstein is expected to return to a New York City court to potentially retry Weinstein after his sexual assault convictions were overturned on Thursday. The New York Court of Appeals threw out the conviction as prosecutors say Weinstein exploited young actors' careers to carry out his own fantasies. In a 4-3 vote, the appeals court overturned a 23-year prison sentence and ordered a retrial after the trial judge let three women give testimonies about allegations that were not present in the case itself. Weinstein's lawyers expected this outcome.
We knew that Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial. What the Court of Appeals, the highest court in the greatest state, in the greatest country, said today is that yes, no one is above the law, but no one is below the law either.
Audio provided by CBS. Additionally, they permitted questions about Weinstein's quote-unquote bad behavior if he was to testify, which he did not. The district attorney's office is determined to set a retrial off the same indictment. Weinstein remains in jail for a conviction in California that is similar to the one that was overturned. If the retrial will happen depends on the witnesses and if they want to continue on in the trial. It is possible that a resolution will be made instead of a retrial. President Joe Biden states that he is not afraid to face off in a presidential debate with Donald Trump in an interview with Howard Stern on Friday. In the past, the Biden administration has not shown any interest in a recent debate, as Trump has made multiple comments in the past that he would like to debate with the current president. Following the statement made by Biden, Trump followed up with his thoughts on the remark.
I'm here, I'm ready, willing, and able. And if he wants, I'll do it on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night.
Audio provided by ABC. Pressure applied by Trump in public appearances to debate Biden has only sparked interest. Both have debated twice in the past for the 2020 election, with only one debate occurring due to Trump testing positive for COVID-19, leading to the cancellation of the debate. The CPD has 3 dates planned for the 2024 presidential election debates on September 16th, October 1st, and October 7th. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Malik.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.